2021, and that was in the Twin Valley League tournament. So talking about these Eagles, last year, 20-6, 12-1 in TVL play, second place, just a half game back of Clifton Clyde for that first place spot. The Eagles went, the Clifton Clyde Eagles, that is, they went 12-0, and the Axel Eagles went 12-1. They also got fourth in state, getting that 56-52 thrilling win in the sub-state final over Hanover, and winning that game handily in the quarterfinal game against Buckland, 59-44, before falling to Lebo, 68-52. Lebo just shot lights out. And being there for that one, that was absurd how good Lebo was shooting in that game. They actually shot well, too, in that one. Just they couldn't quite be able to, weren't able to really rein in the three-point shooting from the Wolves in that contest. And they also fell in the third-place game as well, 59-45. But they're number one in the class this year, according to the KBCA's latest poll that was released on December the 19th. And it has been a dominant season so far, almost like their football team. They've won all of their games by 28 or more points. In the game, they didn't win by more than 28. They won by 19. They beat Wabunsee in their final game before the break. So they beat Donovan West in the lone league game, 53-25. They won at Flint Hills Christian, 61-31. They exploded offensively against Pike Valley, 82-35. They beat Rock Hill, 68-31. And then Wabunsee, 71-52. So this is an Eagles team that's averaging 67.2 points per game. They're shooting 48% as a team, 35% from beyond the arc. And they're also averaging a big one here, 1.77 assists per turnovers. So they are taking care of the basketball as well. And they're averaging 39 points in the first half, with 20.6 points per game in the first quarter and 19 per game in the second quarter. But a big development for this team that started early on in the season, Landon Schmidt, one of their best guards, out for the year with an injury. And as a result, they're looking for other players to step up, like Wyatt Detweiler, who's having a nice season so far, averaging 4.2 points, 4.2 assists per game, and shooting 70% from the floor. Grady Bussing has stepped up big time as well, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game as well. And then their top three scorers, Brandon Schmelzley, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 3.6 assists, and how about 4.6 steals per game for Brandon Schmelzley? Colin Shaughnessy, 14 points, 3.4 rebounds, 2.2 steals, and how about 51.9% shooting from beyond the arc for Colin Shaughnessy? And that's where Eli Brockstrom. He's averaging 13.6 points per game, 7.6 rebounds, and 5.2 assists. He leads the team in rebounding and assists and is shooting 34% from the field and 28.6% from beyond the arc. So this is a team that can shoot really well, and we'll see how sustainable those numbers are going into league play, because some of those opponents they played haven't been the strongest opponents. But either way, they are playing some great ball right now. As for the Buffaloes, they're on a 7-game losing streak dating back to February 17th of 2023. Zach still wins the tip, and we are underway. Connor Nieder is out for this game. A nice pass down low. Shot no good for Grant Bussing on a nice look. And Maddox Honus pushing pace, the freshman. They got a couple of freshmen starting tonight. Maddox Honus, and how about Casey Hutfliss? He's starting as well in his place, a 6-foot freshman. He has it on the far side, and up top the key catch for Race Fisher, the big. He's averaging 5.5 rebounds per game and 4.3 points per game. Honus with it. He played some in junior varsity ball before this game, and he's always stepped up in a major way, handling the basketball for the Buffs as a dribble and kick out. As they have it with, this is Keegan Vennerberg, is kind of tough time finding the name on the program there. Beg your pardon for there. Honus with it, pass fake, back to Vennerberg with it. 50 seconds gone in this opening quarter, no score. Hutfliss gives up to Fisher. On the near side pass, Jackson Coltman with his first touch of the day. As he leads the team in scoring with 10.3 points, 3 rebounds, and 30% shooting on the year, 32% from beyond the arc. That leads the team as well. Grace Fisher, top of the key catch, near side wing. Honus, head fake. Got Shaughnessy on ice skates, nice pass inside, but it's a little bit too wide of the target. It was out of bounds, turnover forced by Axel. The Eagles are head coached by Jason Tynan, and the Onega Buffaloes are coached by first-year head coach Jason Claycamp. Bringing it up for the Eagles is Eli Brockstrom. We'll give it up to Brandon Schmelzley. His first touch of the game, kick it out, far side corner for Grady Bussing. Near side wing catch, Brockstrom. Top of the key catch for Grady Bussing. Far side, crossover dribble, thought about pulling up 15, so holds on to it. Gives it to Grant Bussing. what year he had. I mean, all these guys on the football team had a fantastic season. Third straight title. That one off the right side on a three-point attempt from Colin Shaughnessy. Rebound for the Buffaloes. Going the other way. Jackson Coltzman crosses over his man and knocks down mid-range jumper. What a shot in play by Jackson Coltzman, and Onega is on the board first. One dribble from Schmelty. Thought about the threes that gives up to Grant Bussing, and Race Fisher is giving him all sorts of room. He was about 15 feet away from the goal, and Race Fisher was basically only about 3 feet underneath the basket. Chauncey with it, far side wing. Stop the key catch for Grady Bussing. On your side, for Relay Brockstrom. Flashing in the paint is Grant Bussing. Get up to the far side. Schmelty gets it right back near side. Brockstrom. Right number 10 in both sports. Rolls to the near side. On the far side, Shaughnessy. Lob it inside. And a nice find. Great Bussing on the pass from Brandon Schmelty. Went up, looks like he went up to shoot it, but dumped it off. And Brandon Schmelty with the assist. He's doing a great job finding his teammates all season long. Almost a steal there. Hold on to it. Max Honus retreats. Pass fake Benneberg. Now pass a little bit low there for Hutchless, but he finds it. Fisher drives, kicks. Far side corner. Jackson Coltzman, three off the heel. Rebound right Fisher. Out to Honus. Nice head fake. One dribble. Pulls up. Now one off the left side. No good. Couple of good looks there for the Buffaloes, but Eagles come away with it with Eli Brockstrom hauling in the rebound. As mentioned, he leads the team in rebounding with 7.6 points per game. And now some loose debris coming out on the floor from the far side. And stoppage of play. We'll give it to Axel on the near side and allow his first substitution of the game. It's Wyatt Detweiler. As mentioned, he's had to step up big time in absence of Landon Schmitz and his injury. Now first substitution of the game for Onega as well. LJ Kelzer will check in as well. Kelzer, a 5'11 junior. Wyatt Detweiler, a 5'8 freshman. And a nice dish from Schmelzley. Too strong by Bussing, and offensive rebound by Schmelzley. Nice dish to Brockstrom, and he is out on the floor. And I think it was a travel. That's what Coach Playcamp is wanting, but he's not going to get the call, as the foul is called against Jackson Coulterman. First foul of the game for either team. 2-2 our score, 4:30 left to go, opening quarter. Wide open look for Grady Bussing, but he did not fire the trigger. Shaughnessy in. Pass it inside for Schmelzley. Shot up and over. Race Fisher is good, and Brandon Schmelzley made that look so easy. He double-clutched that one and made it in. Now whistle and stepping on the sideline. Not stepping on the sideline, excuse me, foul on the sideline. And that one goes against Eli Brockstrom. Team's first, his first personal. Coltzman will bring it up. Dribbling it to the far side, into the corner. Honus, pass fake. Get right back to Coltzman. To Fisher. Now to Kelzer. Near side wing. Give it to Denver. Honus. Far side wing. Top key catch. Race Fisher. Near side wing. Coltzman gives it up. Denver. Far side for Kelzer. Good defense from Axel so far. High post catch. Fisher had it poked away by Schmelzy in the steal. Mentioned he has 5 steals per game. Nice wraparound pass to Brockstrom. Lays it up and in. And Eli Brockstrom now with 6 points. It's 6-2. 6-0 run for the Eagles after the opening basket was scored by Jackson Coltzman of Onega. Now a steal by Wyatt Detweiler going the other way. On the far sideline is Eli Brockstrom. Nice heads-up play by Wyatt Detweiler, the freshman. Pass to Schmelzy. Wide open left top of the key. Splash! Schmelzy, a 42% three-point shooter, knocks that one down. He has 5, and a timeout is called by Onega. 9-0 run for the Eagles, and it's 9-2 with 3:19 to go in the first quarter. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
.319 to go, first quarter, 9-2, our score. Axel with a nice 9-0 run. Jackson Coltzman scored the opening basket of the game, but since then, Eli Brockstrom knocked down a a deuce. So did Grant Bussing. And Brandon Schmelzley put up 5 points as well. Onega facing the axle press. Turned over last time. They turned it over again. Shaughnessy with a steal. Bounce pass button. Goes through the legs of Grady Bussing and out of bounds. It'll go back to the Buffaloes. Onega playing a little bit too quick for their own good against this axle press. Inbound is to Kelzer. And pass to nobody. He wasn't looking. Supposed to be to Colterman, who was off the hand of Schmelzley. The pass to Shaughnessy. He lays it up and in. Colin Shaughnessy with his first basket of the game. 3:03 to go. Opening quarter pass over the head of Kelzer into the backcourt. Thrown away by Detweiler. Another turnover forced by Axel. Three ball on the way. Short by Brockstrom, and he goes out of bounds. It'll go to Onega. As this run continues to grow, Race Fisher will check into the game at the next stoppage play. Hunter Lehman in the game for the Buffaloes. Try to pass it to him. It goes over the head of Lehman and out of bounds, but they're going to say it was tipped. They'll stay with the Buffaloes underneath the basket as Race Fisher will check in for Keegan Vennerberg. .244 to go, opening quarter, 11-2 Axel. Kelzer trying to find somebody open, and that's 5 seconds. Another turnover forced. This is an Axel defense that forces 13.2 steals per game. Mentioned that Axel also takes care of the basketball. They turn it over just 11.2 points per game and average 1.77 assists per turnover. Schmelzy top of the key, near side wing for Brockstrommen. One dribble pass, three ball Shaughnessy. That one's off the right side, no good. Rebound by Lehman, and he traveled as he ran into Colin Shaughnessy. Grant Bussing will check back into the game. We'll check in for his brother, Grady. Eli Brockstrommen, the inbounder, getting it into Detweiler. And a whistle, and they're going to allow the late substitution for Onega as Graham Valberg will check in for the first time this evening. We'll check in for Lehman. Here's the inbound to Detweiler. Baseball pass near side to Shaughnessy. Posting up a Schmelzley and whistle on a push by Valberg. Trying to gain an advantage. And as a result, picks up the personal. Second team foul, first personal. Schmelzley will be the inbounder. Gets into the corner to Detweiler. Wraparound pass Schmelzley. Underneath the basket. Nice find for Grant Bussing, but he bobbled it. Far side block. He has it. Now on the floor. And there's a double dribble. I don't think he dribbled it. The officials are going to say that he did, so it'll be a double dribble, and they'll give it back to Onega. Inbound to Valberg, and a nice pass up ahead to Kelzer. Gets past Grant Bussing, lays it up and in. RJ Kelzer with the second basket of the game after the first one came within that first minute of the game. Now with 2 minutes to go, they make it 11-4. Jonathan, near side wing. Grant Bussing posting up on Race Fisher on the near side block. He'll give it up to Schmelzley. Almost threw that in the backcourt, but saves it with one hand. Brockstrommen calls out the play call. Near side wing catch, Detweiler. Triple threat position and pass towards Brockstrommen's way, but he started heading towards the basket, thrown away. And out of bounds, it was Grant Bussing. He was trying to throw that one to him. And Onega gets it back. So Axel's offensive production has slowed down just a little bit after that, those quick 9 points. 1:38 to go, first quarter, 11-4. Nice crossover dribble. Graham Valberg gets away from defender. Pass up ahead to Kelzer. Near side wing into the corner. Head fake. Pass inside to Foote, but into the hands of Fisher. Lays it up and in. Back to a two-possession game. It's 11-6. Onega brings the press. Is that fine? Nice pass from Case Nutflip. Schmelzley wanting to pass. Wrap around. Bussing falling away. Good. Grant Bussing with his second basket of the game. He has four. It's 13-6. Quite a bit of offense. That will be expected here in this first quarter. Now 1 minute to go. As Axel averaging 20 points per game in the first quarter this season. Fisher pulls up 15-footer. That one off the mark, missing everything. Was it deflected? No, it was not. And now the other official saying that it was tipped. Looks like it might have been tipped. It was close. They're going to give it back to the Buffaloes with 52.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Inbound for Kelzer, looking for somebody to get open. They give it to Valberg, falling away. Shot good off the glass, and Graham Valberg off the bench is the fourth Buffalo to score. It's 13-8. Back to a two-possession game. Schmelzley looking to do it himself. Now he gives it up. Detweiler top of the key. Far side Shaughnessy. On the wing, defended by Hutchlitz. Entry pass, Grant Mussing. Defended by Fisher. Kicks it out. Rocksmith drives. Left side. Kick it out. Shaughnessy. Nice defense by Hutchlitz in the closeout. 30 seconds left. They can hold this if they want to. We'll see what they do. Schmelzley top of the key. Far side wing catch. Three ball on the way. Brockstrom off the left side. No good. Rebound by LJ Kelzer with 20 seconds. Chance to make this a one possession game for the Buffaloes. The winless Buffaloes against the undefeated Axel Eagles. 10 seconds left. Far side wing. Hutchlitz. Top of the key catch. Pass. Fisher deflected. Thrown away by Grant Bussing. 5 seconds left for the big man. Lob up ahead to Shaughnessy with 3 seconds left. Good and one. Colin Shaughnessy now with 4 in a big turnaround right before the end of the first period. Onega had a chance to possibly cut it to within 3 or 2. Instead, chance for Axel to go up by 8 right before the break with 1.9 seconds left. That foul committed by Hetfliss is first. Free throw for Shaughnessy, high arcing, and through there is good. Full court heave from Coulterman, and that is no good. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. 16-8, our score. Axel with an 8-point lead. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
15-8, our score after the first quarter. In favor of the Axel Eagles, 5 points apiece for Colin Shaughnessy and Brandon Schmelzley, 4 for Grant Bussing and 2 for Eli Brockstrom, and 4 Onega. 4 different scorers to make up their 8 points, so Jackson Coulterman, Graham Valberg, LJ Kelzer, and Ray Fisher all with 2 apiece. And the Buffaloes will have the ball to start things out. They're back underway. Coulterman will bring it up. He set out the very end of that first quarter. Far side wing catch for Maddox Conis. He set out for the majority of the first quarter after starting the game. He'll get it right back. Far side wing for the freshman with the catch. The whistle. Offensive foul is called. And down low in the post, it was Keegan Vennerberg with a little bit of a push-off. And that'll be his first. So Wyatt Detweiler with it. He'll bring it up for Axel. First offensive possession for the Eagles in the second quarter. Schmelzley, stop the key catch, fast far side for Detweiler. From the wing, defended by Kelzer, dribbles to the middle, baseball pass to your side. Shaughnessy thought about it, now retreats. Your side wing catch, Brockstrom, lob inside. Schmelzley, head fake, second head fake. Now a retreat out of the block, will kick it out of there to Brockstrom. Gives it up, stop the key catch for Shaughnessy, now far side Detweiler, into the corner for Grady Bussing. Off the screen, Brockstrom comes up with catch, far side wing. Schmelzley, near side wing catch. Shaughnessy down the corner, Detweiler. Good defense from Onega this possession so far. Pass and catch and shot for Schmelzley. Top of the key, it is good. Schmelzley with a second three of the ballgame. He has 8, and it's 19-8, Axel. And Onis lost it off of the foot, of his own foot, excuse me, and a pass up ahead to Schmelzley in the fast break. Get out to Detweiler, so looking to push. Nice split and a layup and good for the freshman, Wyatt Detweiler. His first basket of the game, and a quick 5 points for the Eagles to start this second quarter. It's 21-8 with 6.5 to go. Trapped in the corner is Coulterman, and a whistle and timeout called by Coach Claycamp. And this will be a full timeout, I believe, but we'll step aside for just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Quite the start for the Axe Illegals. Off to a very fast start thanks to Brandon Schmelzing, knocking down a pair of threes. He has 8 points, and the Eagles lead 21-8. Well, Onega got the first basket of the game, but then it was the Eagles that went on an 11-0 run. And since then, they've been able to keep the Buffaloes at bay on the road. Have a timeout. The Buffaloes with the ball on the far sideline near the corner. Jackson Coulterman will do a baseball pass up ahead to Venneberg, and that'll be last touch by Wyatt Detweiler, and he'll stay with the Buffaloes. That was a tough pass, and Coulterman almost was able to get it in there. Maddox Honus. 5'6" freshman inbounds it to LJ Kelzer. Coming off a screen, Honus making the catch from the far side wing. Dribbles towards the middle. And the freshman slowing it up here. Venneberg looking for a wraparound pass. Can't get it to Coulterman. Instead gives it to Fisher. Hands it back to Kelzer. Top of the key. Here's that wing catch. Coulterman gets away from Schmelzley. Drives against Roxman. Offensive foul. He lowered his shoulder into him. And Jackson Coulterman picked up his second personal foul. With 6:05 to go here in the second quarter. The leading scorer for the Buffaloes, averaging over 10 points a game. They will leave him in for now. Decision from first-year head coach Jason Claycamp. Buffalo's trying to snap a 7-game losing streak that goes back to February 17, 2023. Starting the season 0-4 and lost their last three games last year. Mid-range jumper is no good for Grady Bussing. It's a 13-footer. Rebound for Onega. One and done. Coltzman from the top of the key goes to his left. Gives up near side wing to Volver, or beg your pardon, to Kelzer, now to Fisher, lobs it a little bit too far for Venneberg. And the turnover from Race Fisher gives it back to the Eagles. It was a tough touch pass for the 6'2 senior to feed it in there. And even if Venneberg would have made the tough one-handed stab at it, he would have been right underneath the basket, maybe his toes touching the end line. 5:27 to go, first half, 21-8 our score. Axel with the lead and with the basketball. Entered fast, Schmelzley backing out his man, and pass too quick for Grady Bussing. And the quarterback couldn't feed it to his wide receiver. Those two, big connection on the football field this past year. Couldn't get the hookup on the basketball court. Turnover to the Buffaloes, inbound to LJ Kelzer. Pass deflected by Schmelzley. Oh, what a behind-the-back save! And it goes to Eli Brockstrom. That was incredible. He saved it from going out of bounds by putting it behind his back, and it was a pass to Eli Brockstrom, and he laid it up and in. Incredible stuff. Court awareness, and now a double dribble against Maddox Honus on the far side. And a substitution for the Onega Buffaloes. That'll be Coy Nider checking into the game. For the first time, Connor, his brother, not playing here tonight. Also, Hunter Lehman checking in for the second time this evening as well. 5:01 to go, second quarter, 23-8. Axel with a healthy 15-point lead here in the second quarter. Pretty similar to what we saw in the girls' game, but we didn't see that fierce comeback from the Buffaloes. They got their deficit down to 8. 43-33 was the final. Detweiler to Grant Bussing, far side corner. And from beyond the three-point line, Race Fisher, his defender was at the block. So he had all day to work with it. 50 feet away, Grant Bussing with a catch. He stuttered his feet before trying to drive against Race Fisher as a travel. And gave it back to the Buffaloes. So Buffaloes playing, the Eagles playing a little bit sloppy here. A few turnovers. And pass thrown away by Detweiler. And he'll get it out to Schmelzley, near side wing. Crossover pass from the near side wing to the far side corner to Brockstrom. Drives middle. Jump stop. Underhand pass to Schmelzley deflected into the backcourt, and it'll be Axel basketball. Assistant coach Luke Baxter was the head coach last year, wanting it, saying it was their ball, but not the call. Ball jumper, nice pass and shot. Schmelzley with a catch. 15-footer goes through on the pass from Eli Brockstrom. And Schmelzley now has 10. 5 points in each quarter. 4:03 to go still in this second quarter. It's 25-8 Axel. And back dribble from Coltman getting away from a defender. Now a blocking call. It's now an effort by Colin Shaughnessy to try to get the charge call. Jackson Coltman did a little bit of a push-off. Got away with one there. It's a close call, though, and they're going to give the Buffaloes the benefit of it out this time. That foul goes against Colin Shaughnessy as first. Far side wing catch for Hutt Bliss. Nice lob down low to Ray Fisher. Lays it up and in. Beautiful pass from the freshman and the lob to the senior, and he does the rest. And that is the first points of the second quarter for Onega. That's 25-10. Far side wing, Brockstrom, head fake from Detweiler, the freshman. Had a dandy of a drive and a finger roll in the first quarter. He'll give it up to Brockstrom and gives it to Schmelzley. His pass deflected, but into the hands of Shaughnessy. And Detweiler's pass deflected by Race Fisher out of bounds, intended for Grant Bussing. 3:19 to go, second quarter. 10 points, Brandon Schmelzley. Colin Shaughnessy is 4. Grant Bussing was, Colin Shaughnessy with 5, Grant Bussing with 4. Here's the entry pass, far side corner. Brockstrom to Grant Bussing. Colin Shaughnessy. Give it up, far side wing to Brockstrom. Back to Schmelzley, top of the key, far side corner. Grant Bussing to a splashing Detweiler. Far side elbow, one dribble. He's right back to Grant Bussing. Nice find, lays it up and in. Beautiful pass from the freshman. Grant Bussing takes care of the rest. He now has 6, it's 27-10. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Pass thrown away by Bussing. Grant Bussing, and now pass to Schmelzley. He lays it up and in. He has 12. What a first half for this Axel press. It's starting to get into a flow. Coy Nider passes it up ahead to Coltman. Brings up the far side. He gets bumped by Grant Bussing, and a foul is called. That'll be his first personal. Team foul number two. 2:41 to go here in the second quarter. 29-10. Dominant first half for the Axel Eagles. Team that averages 67 points per game. Coy Nider gives up his dribble to Jackson Coulterman. Huskor pass, far side, Hutcliffe. The freshman drives, stops. Gives up to Fisher. Drives from the elbow, kicks. Three ball on the way for Jackson Coulterman. Short. And whistle and a foul against Hutcliffe as he reached over by Detweiler to try to get the rebound. In case in Hutcliffe picks up his second personal, 13 foul. And Onega is going to fall back and do a half-court defense. Dalton Heinen in for Axel. Schmelzy with it, gets past his man, pulls up 15-footer. Off the left side, no good. Race Fisher secures the rebound. Outlet pass to Coltman. Almost thrown away by Brockstrom as he got in front of the pass and deflected it. But it'll go to Onega with 2:05 to go. Hard to say that Onega has been truly careless with the basketball. It's just Axel, just so dynamic and quick. Makes it so difficult to make a good pass. Coy Nider gets around Schmelzley. Now defended by Detweiler. Goes to his right. Takes the hand off to Kelzer. Holds on to it. Wraparound pass. The layman is thrown away by Detweiler. Poked free by Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy will get it back. Top of the key. He'll drive all the way to the basket. Met by a double team, bounce pass to Heinen is off of the foot of a Buffalo and out of bounds. Maddox Honus, Egan Vandenberg back in the game for Onega. Coming in for Coy Nider. And Hunter Lehman. A 1:46 now left to go in this first half. Here's a lob to Heinen, top of the key catch to Detweiler from the elbow. Kick it out, rocks from the near side wing. Top of the key catch, one dribble for Schmelzy, fires away the straightaway three, that misses everything. Didn't look like he shot that too confidently. He didn't come off his hand quite right. And it will go to Onega. And this is Brandon Schmelzy, a 41.2% three-point shooter on the season. 1:38 now left to go. Now Trying to get across half court is Magconis, and he's double teamed. And he goes off to put it at Wather, and they'll inbound it. By the way, a huge final score, Team Yale girls. Frankfort defeats Donovan West 54-44. So a huge win for the Wildcat girls team, defeating the reigning state champs. Of course, Donovan West has lost a lot, but regardless, a big time win for Frankfort over Donovan West, 54-44 again, the final there. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Kelzer with it, near side wing, top of the key catch, Fisher kicks it out, Honus, head fake, reverses course, gives it up to Hutflitz, freshman to freshman. Hutflitz, defended by Shaughnessy, gets through a couple defenders, scoop shot, no good, short, but reach in a foul, and he'll get two free throws. Eli Brockstrom got him on the arm. Second foul, Roxman. I mean, he just really is incredible how young Axel is doing what they do. Of course, you lose the Bussing brothers, Grant and Grady, as the first free throw a little bit too strong. But those are the only two seniors on the entire roster. They're going to get pretty much everybody back, including Landon Schmitz, who's out. He's a sophomore this year, so he'll be healthy for the time of his senior year. Second free throw for Hutfliss after missing his first is good. So Hutfliss goes 1-for-2. And we have a delay of game call against Onega. Only 3 points in this quarter for the Buffaloes. It's 29-11 in favor of the Eagles. Eagles have scored 13 points in this quarter. 101 to play in the half. Detweiler gets past his man against the pressure. He's brought in the backcourt. Kick into the corner. Shaughnessy 3. No good. Too strong off the back iron, and a rebound by Schmelsley. Can we jump ball? How about the strength of Maddox Conus? And he looks like he's maybe a little bit shaken up. He's adjusting his right eye. He's going to stay in the game. But how about the toughness of the freshman going up against one of the best athletes in the entire Northeast Kansas, in the entire state? There's the lob in. Brady Bussing. Drive, kick, Shaughnessy. Top the key catch for Detweiler. Shoveled his feet almost to travel. 44 seconds left. The lob down low. Nice feed and layup and in for Grady Bussing. That's his first points of the game. It's now 31-11. Honus gets bumped a little bit in the backcourt. 28 seconds left in the half. Up ahead to Hutfliss. Double team gives up to Colterman. Honus has a wide open three-pointer. He's going to fire it away. That one too strong. Rebound secured by Dalton Heinen. 15 seconds left for the Eagles. Yeah, while they're not being guarded, could have shot it if he wanted to. Schmelsley drives. Bounce pass late for Bussing. Off the glass is good with 5 seconds left. 4 points in the final minute for Grady Bussing. And the entry pass at the buzzer. And that is how the first half comes to a close. Just 3 points for Onega in the second quarter. And it's 33-11 at the half in favor of Axel. We'll step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 75-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega. Our score is 33-11. A dominant first half by Brandon Schmelzley leading the way with 12 points. Kind of recapping how everything has happened so far. Onega scored the first basket of the game, and then Axel went on an 11-0 run. They forced a lot of turnovers on their press and scored with some easy layups, and they would lead 16-8 after the first quarter. In the second quarter, Axel's defense was able to bear down even more as he had just 3 points in the entire second quarter. Meanwhile, Brandon Schmelzley gets 12 points in the first half. And that is how he got to a 33-11 lead after a total of 16 minutes of action. All right, so after 12 points for Schmelzley, he also has 6 points for Grant Bussing, 5 points for Colin Shaughnessy, 4 points apiece for Grady Bussing and Eli Brockman, and 2 points for Wyatt Detwiler. As for Onega, 4 points for Race Fisher, a couple of baskets of the first two quarters. Also, LJ Kelzer, Graham Valberg, and Jack Coltman with 2 points apiece and a free throw for Casey Cutler. We'll step aside for a couple more minutes and come back with your keys to the second half here on your halftime update brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. You're listening to your game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 33-11. Axel with a hefty lead on the road here in Onega. Here for your keys to the second half. First, for the Onega boys, they've had some opportunities to score, but it's mainly been canceled out by the amount of turnovers that the Buffaloes have been able to produce. here this evening so far. So it's more about protecting the basketball. If you protect the basketball, you're going to get more opportunities to score. And the way Onega has been shooting in the first quarter, you hope to see more of that in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, to give themselves at least a chance to get back in this one. But things are not looking great here for the Buffaloes, trying to get their first win of the regular season and their first win in almost 11 months. As for the Axel boys, numbers are there. Keys to the second half. Come out strong here in this second half, and don't give Onega any hope in this third quarter. Because if you get all of the hope out of Onega early, then you can put this one away here and get your starters out of the game, give them some rest, and get them ready for Friday. Speaking of which, taking a look at their upcoming schedules for the Eagles after today. They only have one game until the TVL tournament between now and then. That is a big-time game at home against Clifton Clyde, and that will be this Friday. So they'll have a nice 8 days rest, actually, between then and the TVL tournament in Onega on January 13th. And as for Onega, they have a couple of games until the TVL tournament between now and then. They have Friday off, but they play Troy on the road next Tuesday. That's going to be a pretty tough test for them. Troy, despite a lot of injuries, and I mean a lot of injuries, this is a team that's been plagued by injuries just coming into the season. But they have been proven a worthy team so far in this season. Talk about the standings here just a little bit. They're on the road. Again, that is next Tuesday. That is Onega at Troy. Also, we have Onega at Washington County. That'll be next Thursday. So kind of a strange day for them to be playing. And then on the 13th, as mentioned, that Saturday, the TVL tournament. So looking at the TVL boys standings, just like the girls, you have four teams that are unbeaten in TVL play. Hanover is 2-0, 4-0 overall. Clifton Clyde is 2-0, 6-1 on the regular season. And Centralia and Troy are 2-0 and 3-3. Axtell is currently in solo fifth at 1-0, the only team that is 1-0, 5-0 on regular season. Frankfort and Valley Heights are tied for sixth, with the Wildcats at 3-3. The Mustangs are 2-3 on the young season overall. Blue Valley Randolph is by themselves in eighth place at 1-2 lead play, 3-4 overall. Washington County, despite being tied for ninth in the league, they are 4-1 on the regular season, 0-1 though in league play. Lynn is 0-1 in league play as well at 3-2 on the regular season. The Buffaloes from Onega, the home team, they are currently in 11th, solo 11th at 0-2 and 0-4. And Donovan West, they are in dead last, 12th, 0-3 in league play, 1-5 on the regular season. That is a very young, not very deep Donovan West team. They can shoot the ball well, but they don't have a whole lot of size and a whole lot of depth. And as for this Onega team, they are, of course, without some of their depth tonight, with Connor Nider not playing tonight. Instead, they have a couple of freshman guards starting in Casey Hutfliss and Max Honus. It's been a rough time shooting the basketball as a result. Only 5 field goal makes in that first half. Only 1 field goal make in the second quarter. And only 3 total points in that period. Onega will have the ball to start the second quarter. And we are back under, receiving the third quarter, back underway. Left pass from Kelzer to Ray Fisher is picked off by Schmelzley, but his foot is on the end line, so it'll stay with the Buffaloes. Valiant effort by Schmelzley, the superstar junior, averaging close to 5 steals per game. Already has a handful here this evening. Jackson Coltman will be the inbounder instead of L.J. Kelzer. Box formation for the Buffs. Coming off the screen to make the catch is Kelzer. Gets it in the corner as it came off his hand. Goes to the middle of the court, hands it off to Hutfliss. Honus not starting in this quarter. Instead, it is Graham Valberg and L.J. Kelzer, who also started on the bench. Far side wing catch. Pipeless lob for Fisher is picked off by Grant Bussing, who was in a double team. Not a great pass, as he was well covered. Near side corner for Schmelzley. Give it up to Grant Bussing, or beg your pardon, Grady Bussing. Gives it to Broxman. Schmelzley comes to collect it, top of the key, hands it off to Shaughnessy. Near side wing for Grady Bussing. Has room to drive. He sees that late, and Grant Bussing shuffled his feet as soon as he caught the ball. He did that earlier and traveled with it. No points scored here yet in this opening minute of the third quarter. 33-11. Holtzman gets past Schmelzley, gets across half court. Into the corner near side. Hutless now to Fisher. Entry pass to Kelzer. Defended by Brockstrom. And whistle and a foul on the floor. I think they're going to get Eli Brockstrom with a second personal foul. No correction. You're actually going to give this one to Colin Shaughnessy. That'll be his second personal. The timeout is called by Coach Claycamp. An early timeout. 6:55 to go in the third quarter. 30-second break. We'll step aside as well here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
No points yet here in this third quarter. It's still 33-11, but a timeout called by Coach Clay Camp of Onega. 6:55 remaining in this third period. Onega with the ball underneath the basket. Here's the inbound Hutless, and we're back underway to give it to him in the far side corner. Coltman gets to the top of the key, and he retreats to the Onega O at midcourt and calls out the play. He's defended by Brandon Schmelzley. Hutless gets it back. Far side wing dribbles to the middle. Hand off to Race Fisher, top of the key. Reaching in is Blissing. Can't quite poke it away from him. Good hands from the 6'2 senior, Race Fisher. Not let that ball out of his hands. Fahlberg now with it. Dribbles to his left. Stops. Gives it up. Hutless. Dribbles to the middle. This possession seems very disorganized by the Buffaloes. Lob inside for Fisher, and he got, I think he stepped on the foot of Colin Shaughnessy. Twists his ankle a little bit. They're going to say it's Onega basketball. LJ Kelzer, inbound it, into the corner for Valberg. Lob pass inside to Fisher. Kick it out. Kelzer, head fake. Dribbles, pulls. Good. 17-footer for LJ Kelzer. And like the first half, Onega with the first point. Going the other way quickly. Colin Shaughnessy on the runaway layup. He lays it up and in as they get past the Onega press quickly. And now Onega trying to do the same thing quickly. Here's a pull-up jumper. That one's short by Valberg. Rebound by Grant Blissing. Brockstrom looking to push once again. DeSchmelzy up ahead. Nice pass to Grady Blissing. He's fouled by Kelzer, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Grant, big that Grady Blissing went scoreless for the opening 15 minutes, but then in that 16th minute, he scored a couple of short field goals. He had 4 points for the half. Chance to add on to that right here. A foul against Kelzer, his first, team's first as well. First free throw is good. Keegan Vandenberg, his first action of the second half. He checks in, started the game, and not start the second half. Is that one no good? 1 for 2, but an offensive rebound for Eli Brockstrom. And by the way, those are the first free throw shot in the game for Axel. Only been 4 free throws attempted this entire ball game. Mid-range jumper is short by Grady Blissing, but his brother is right there underneath the basket to scoop it up and lay it in. Grant Blissing now with 8. It's 36-13. Holterman to the middle of the court. Gives up far side wing. Fahlberg, nice entry pass to Vandenberg. He's picked up by a couple of Axel Eagles. Nice scoot by. Shot up and in. Mid-range jumper for Fahlberg. He just scooted by his defender. Got around him and pulled up from 8 feet and knocked it home. A couple of nice baskets from Onega. Axel as well. Both teams have scored 4 in this period. As 3 minutes have gone by. Flashing in the paint is Schmelzley off the catch. Shot no good, though. Tipped up in the air. Rebound by Case Hutless of Onega. Going the other way. Holterman to Hutless, top of the key. Still a 21-point lead, though, for Axel. Hutless gets away from his defender, then passes stolen away by Grady Blissing. Gives it up to his brother Grant. Laid up and in. 2-1 fast break. The Blissing boys score for Axel, and it's 38-15. And Grant Blissing is the second Eagle to double-digit scoring. Schmelzley has 12, and Grant Blissing with 10. Kick it out. Valberg again. That one's off the front end of the rim. No good on it. Kick out from Vandenberg. Outlet pass up ahead to Schmelzley. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Brockstrom. Nice find for Grant Blissing again, and he lays it up and in. His third basket of the third quarter. And you know, as well, tied for the team lead, it's 40-15. Postman pass near side wing is now we are halfway through the third quarter. Hudquist had it reached in on Grady Listening, and Listening picks up his first personal foul. Hunter Lehman, Maddox Honus checking in for the first time this half. Grant Listening is going to get a breather. Wyatt Detweiler will check in for the first time this half. Holzerman gets the inbound in the backcourt and brings it across. Signals for Lehman to screen for him. Doesn't use it, though. Gives it up to Honus, near side wing. Swing it back around, far side. Bulber. Now Fisher, top to keep catch. Catch, far side wing. From Holzerman, fires a three off the dribble. No good. Tipped up in the air by Brockstrom and out of bounds. It'll go to, oh, it'll go to Axel. I guess they're going to say last touch by the Buffaloes. Inbound goes to Detweiler. Bring it up the near side. In the legs dribble, goes to the middle. Baseball pass, far side. Schnells the open look for three. Good. That is his third three-pointer of the ball game. First points of this quarter. He has 15. It's 43-15. And Axel has really broken it open here with Grant Listening scoring 6 quick points. And that pass goes out of bounds intended for Maddox Honus. Another Onega turnover. Shaughnessy will get a breather in the game for Axtell is Logan Sandman for the first time tonight. Schmelzley catches the inbound. Bounce pass, far side corner. Eli Brockstrom, nice cut for Sandman. Lays it up and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Just 11 minutes and 2 seconds left in this ball game. 3:02 left here in the third. You don't want to do any math. Just fair. First free throw on the way for Sandman is good. I should never make the audience do math. That's not a good thing to do. How you lose your audience is what happens then. Second free throw no good for Sandman. Offensive rebound, though, for Eli Brockstrom. Detweiler drives baseline. And the reach in, nothing called, though, and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. What's coming up next for Axel? After this one, they got Clifton Clyde, a big-time game between the Battle of the Eagles. That'll be this Friday, and then they get 8 days of rest before the TVL tournament. Open look for Schmelzy again for three. That one's no good this time. Rebound by Honus. Three of five from beyond the arc tonight is Schmelzy. 2:43 to go, third quarter. 44-15 Axel, driving baseline. Holzerman from the far side of wing, lays up, no good. Offensive rebound by Lehman. Falling away, fires a pass in the corner for Honus. He'll dribble to the middle, gets screened by Fisher in roots. Bounce pass, far side of wing, and Fisher gives it right back to Honus. To Lehman. Pass fake, far side, goes near side with it to Fulber. Fulber, defended by Detweiler, goes to his left. No look pass to Fisher, now far side wing. Coltman, pass fake baseline, goes to the middle instead to Lehman. Good defense by Axel, this possession. 2:08 now left to go. Jab set middle, Bulber. Drives, pass. Sandman shut up high off the glass, no good. And Sandman gets the rebound after getting the stop. Roxman almost straddled, but he's able to pass it before he takes that extra step. Schmelzy with it, just to the left at the top of the key. Near side corner. Grady Listening, underhand pass to Detweiler, working from the short corner near side. Hands it off, Sandman drives, left side, off the glass, no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two more. Look how aggressive Sandman is being. Race Fisher picks up his first personal foul, so well done by the 6'2 senior big to just now pick up his first personal. First free throw is no good, so Sandman now 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Substitutions, Kelzer back in the game, Hudquist as well. Second free throw for Sandman is no good, and a rebound secured by Dylan Magnet. And he loses it, turnover by Onega, but they turn it right back over. Going the other way, Hutchliff in the fast break, and Hutchliff lays it up and in. His first field goal of the night, he now has 3 points. It's 44-17. Now quickly the other way, they break the press. Layup no good on the underhanded left-handed scoop shot from Broxman, and Onega secures the rebound. 1:17 to go, third quarter, 44-17 Axel. Screen from Magnet goes to his right. Coltman fires, 13-footer is good. Jackson Coltman now has four. Again, quickly working off of the press break. Deadweather wide open three. No good from just the right at the top of the key. Broxman, offensive rebound, scoop shot. That's no good. Tipped by Broxman. And out to a streaking Jackson Coltman. Pass fake on the fast break. Shot's no good off the glass. Offensive rebound, Kelzer. His putback is no good off the right side. Rebound secured by Dalton Hyman. Deadweather looking to push. 1-8 pass to Broxman. It lays it up and in. Yeah, timeout called as Broxman now has 6 points. No, correction. Actually, we have Holzman, who was dinged up a little bit on that play. Looks like he's okay, though. And they just want to do a little bit of a salvage of play. That there was a timeout, but they're going to play on as Race Fisher is going to check in for Dylan Magnet. He played a really good game in the junior varsity game before this one. 37.8 seconds left here in quarter number three. 46-19 Axel. Eagles well on their way to a 6-0 start this regular season. After a 20-6 regular season a year ago. Kick it out. Three ball on the way from Jackson Coltman. Far side corner. And it's good. Jackson Coltman, a pair of baskets. Here towards the end of the quarter. 15 seconds left. Broxman, right side, drives, kicks. 10 seconds. Detweiler, underhand pass with 6 seconds. Make it 8 seconds, excuse me. Off the hands of Dalton Heinen out of bounds. It'll go to Onega off the turnover. 8.1 seconds left. Honus touches it up, gives it to Coltman. 5 seconds across half court. Now 3 seconds. Honus a deep three. Did, had some more time, could have maybe taken a dribble. It's an air ball and off a rebound, excuse me, from Sandman, and that is how the third quarter comes to a close. 46-22 in favor of Axel after three. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're
subject
in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
46-22, our score after three quarters. 8 minutes left in between Axel and their sixth win of the regular season already. First game of the 2024 portion of the schedule. And we're back underway. Here we go with the fourth quarter. Eagles with the ball to start things out. Broxman gives up to Colin Shaughnessy. He'll drive from the far side of wing. Nice dish off to Grant Busing. He lays it up and in. And what about the second half for Grant Busing? He had 6 quick points in the third quarter. He now has 14. He's the second leading scorer for Axel, just behind Brandon Schmelzley with 15. Far side wing catch for Coy Nider. Grace Fisher. On the near side for Casey Hutchliff. Deacon Vennerberg looking for a wraparound pass to Fisher. Can't get it to him, so instead gives it to Jackson Coltman. Now to Fisher, top of the key. Near side wing, Nider. Pass fake. Top of the key catch, Vennerberg. Far side, good defense from the Eagles. Hutchliff driving right side on Grady Busing, and he's fouled. And that'll be on the floor. Grady Busing commits his second personal foul. Nobody really in foul trouble. Not a whole lot of fouls in this game. And not a whole lot of free throw shots as a result. Only 7 combined free throws attempted. Onega is 1-for-2, and Axel is 2-for-5. Inbound in the corner for Nider. Entry pass deflected. And by Grant Busting, it's loose, and a nice diving on the floor for Colin Shaughnessy, where he throws it away to Jackson Goldschmidt. Excellent hustle from both teams there. Nice pass up ahead and find for Race Fisher. Nice up fake shot and good. Got Grady Busting up in the air, and Fisher got underneath and laid it in. He now has six. 48-24. Axel still doubling up the Buffaloes. Croxman, dish inside for Grady Busting through a couple of hands and stolen away. Behind the back dribble for Coltman going up against Schmelzley. Shot off the glass is good. Schmelzley didn't attempt to go up in the air that time. Jackson Coltman's having a nice end of the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter. And going the other way, Broxman short arms his little jumper. Going the other way is Onega. Coltman, he has 7 points for his ball game. Point Nider now with it. Fisher from the top of the key, hand into space. And what's on a travel called against Coy Nider? And Axel will get the ball after the turnover. Schmelzy with it. 15 points for him. Three pointers. 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. 15 feet out, gives it up to Shaughnessy, near side wing. The Broxman, top of the key, screened by Busting to go to his left. Now cuts back to his right. Underhand pass to Grady Busting, far side wing. Couple dribbles, now gives it up. Broxman's going to fire away a three. Good! Eli Broxman with his first triple of his game. He has 9. It's 51-26. This is a team that shoots 35.4% as a team from beyond the arc. And has mentioned that absurd 67.2 points per game on the young season. Pass deflected by Colin Shaughnessy. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Buffaloes. It's 5:19 to go. And timeout called by Coach Clay Camp of Onega. 5:19 left to go, 51-26. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axel taking care of business here in the second half. As mentioned, one of our keys to the second half for Axel was giving Onega no hope, and he's certainly done just that. They get off to a quick start. Grant Busing, 6 quick points in the third quarter. He comes out and makes the layup here in the fourth quarter. Eli Broxman knocking down a 3 and getting them a 25-point lead. Early in the fourth quarter, 5:19 remaining in this ball game. For the Onega Buffaloes, after this one ends, tough couple games at Troy, at Washington County. If you can win one of those, that would be great for going into the TBL tournament, which they host. They'll be right here in this gym. That'll certainly be beneficial to this Buffaloes team. Maddox Honus passed the far side to Kaysen Hutzlis. Freshman to freshman. Both of them started the game. We have an offensive foul on the screen from LJ Kelzer. That is his second personal foul. 3 minutes exactly gone in this fourth quarter now. 5 minutes remain. Setweather across half court. Brings it up. Gets a screen from Grady Busting. Goes to his right. Kicks it out. Head fake from Colin Shaughnessy. Now to Eli Broxman. Screen to go his left from Grady Busing. Drive in the lane. Pass for Fisher. Poke that ball free. And he'll stay with the Eagles. Broxman wanting a foul. Not getting it, though. Schmelzley will inbound. Low formation on the inbound for the Eagles. Schmelzley nice. Will give to Grady Busing on the inbound. He lays it up and in. And Grady Busing with his first field goal and points since the second quarter. He has 6. Axel certainly one of the front runners to win the TBL tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. Fisher pass to Race Fisher. That extra rest will certainly help the Eagles as well. As Fisher throws it away. Eli Broxman with a steal. Going the other way. He'll lay it up and in. Eli Broxman now with 11. 5 points here in this fourth quarter. 6 in the prior three quarters. That's for Onega. They'll get Connor Nider back in a couple of games. As a pass from Honus, thrown away by Broxman. Once again, he'll lay it up and in with his left hand this time. ...31-point lead for Axel, their largest of the game. It's 57-26. Cleanup duty here for the Eagles. Said that last game in the girls' game, but then Onega proceeds to come back on a run as Jackson Coltman knocks down a turnaround 8-footer. He now has 11. Going the other way. Foul and one. Colin Shaughnessy quickly the other way. Colin Shaughnessy hasn't had his best effort individually. At least since the first quarter. He had a solid start to the game. He had 5 points in the first quarter, but since then he kind of cooled off a little bit. We have a running clock here. It's 3:10 and counting. That personal foul picked up by Race Fisher. That free throw is good. Substitutions for Axel. Lucas Talbot into the game for the first time. A substitution singular. Drive, pull up jumper. Coulterman off the dribble, no good. Rebound, Eli Broxterman. 60-28. More substitutions will come at the next stoppage of play. The JV guy is getting in there. 2.5 to play. Nice, no look, underhand pass by Wyatt Tetweiler. Finding Grady Bussing for the deuce. Right, left side, Coltman, whistle, foul, and one. Coltman takes it right to the rack. He has had a spectacular second half. He had just 2 points in the first half. He now has 13. And 2:05 and counting allows for some substitutions for the Eagles. Dalton Heinen will check back in. Also back in the game for Axel is Logan Sandman. And Gavin Shaughnessy checking in for the first time. 6 foot junior. The free throw is no good for Coltman. Rebound secured by Heinen. Just the third free throw attempted of the game by Onega. Kick it out. Far side wing catch. Wide open three on the way. Too strong this time. He'll put back up and good by Sandman. And timeout is called by Onega with 1:24 left to go. And it's 64-30. So let's go ahead and step aside. This is a full timeout. Let's take a break for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Onega, a dominant 64-30 lead for Axel, 1:24 to go. Coach Clickham still wanting to talk things over, though. Got a scoring update for you. Close game between Washington County and Valley Heights. 3:19 left to go in the game, and Washington County leads 42-41. Drew Honus, head coach, first-year head coach for Valley Heights. So talk to him tomorrow. Played at Kansas State under head coach Bruce Weber. Walked on, and fine young man. Fun talking with him every week. Back underway here in this one. That was your scoring update brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House in Fairview. Pass from Nider inside to Race Fisher in a double dribble by the big fella. Definitely some teams in this league that Onega will be able to beat this year. I don't think this is a team that's going to go winless. Definitely a frustrating start for first-year head coach Jason Claycamp and his team. Got a good group of guards. lacking a little bit of size. Race Fisher can only do so much down low. A nice look for Simmons. He lays it up and in on the pass from Blaise Bussing, who's in the game. Look at Salmon. Now has 5 points on this game. 30 seconds left to go in this one. Love what Kaysen Hutcliffe and Maddox Honus have done for this team this season so far. It's just freshmen. Pass to Fisher. He lays it up and in. You know, it's 8 points on the game. 15 seconds left. 66-32 our score. Kevin Shaughnessy gives it up. 8 seconds left. Talbot ball over his head to Sandman. 3 seconds left, and that is it. 66-32 is our final score. We're going to step aside for a break for a couple minutes, and we'll come back with our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate, and we'll crown our player of the game brought to you by the Farm State Bank. Once again, it's Axel 66, Onega 32. You're on your game of the week on 92.1 FM KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Your project starts here at Saw Walmart Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Saw Walmart Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Saw Walmart Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Saw Walmart Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
Kansas Land Radio.
Wrapping things up here in Onega as Axel wins on the road 66-32. Taking a look at your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. 13 points for Jackson Coulterman. He led all Buffalo's scores. Also 8 points for Race Fisher. 4 points apiece for Graham Valberg and LJ Kelzer, and 3 points for Kaysen Hutcliffe. As for Axtell, they had 4 players in double digits here this evening. 15 points for Brandon Schmelzley, and he is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Also 14 points for Grant Bussing, 13 points for Eli Brockstrom, and 10 for Colin Shaughnessy, as well as 8 for Grady Bussing, 5 for Logan Salmon, and 2 points for Wyatt Detweiler. So once again, your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, is Brandon Schmelzley. Had a couple, I think had a trio of three-pointers throughout this one. He was real consistent, had 7 points in the second quarter, had 5 in the first quarter, knocked down a three-pointer in the third, played great defense all night long with multiple steals. He is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. BeOutdoorsRealEstate.com. So that's going to wrap things up here in our first broadcast of the 2024 portion of this schedule. We'll be back again on Friday. We have Meemaw Central traveling to Jefferson West here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned for that, and be sure to take a look at our schedule, our broadcast schedule, online at mscsports.net as well. Well, that's going to do it. Thanks to Ray back in the booth, keeping us on the air, making us sound good. Jared Sluppy with you here on Onega. Thank you so much for listening. 66-32, Axel wins it here in Onega, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.